News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Teenagers of today are nicer than we used to be back in our day. That is according to comedian Julie Jay, who joins us now this morning. Good morning to you. I read your piece and I thought it was very interesting. Lay out your story for me. Why do you think today's teenagers are that bit nicer than the likes of us?
Well, I do believe, I have to say, first of all, thanks so much for having me. My mind is blown by that rock shandy fact, by the way. It's just mind blown emoji over here. I do think the teenagers are nicer than today. You know, I've been hanging out a lot with teenagers of late, and I have to say, I think they are so much more emotionally intelligent than we used to be. I think they're kinder. I do think they're nicer. Now, I'm not saying that we weren't necessarily nice as teenagers, but I do think it was maybe less socially acceptable to be nice. There was much more, I think, ribbing and things when we were younger. And it could be at times, I think it could be a bit toxic back in the 90s when I was a teen. And I know I was absolutely a nightmare to live with when I was a teenager. I mean, so much so, I used to repeatedly ask my mother. I was very much inspired by, I don't know if you recall, there were a few Hollywood stars back in the mid 90s who managed to divorce their parents.
The emancipation
The elder emancipation. Yeah. Alicia Silverstone was another one. On more than one occasion, I would go to my mother and tell her I was divorcing her because she wouldn't let me get my ears pierced or something. And it was kind of hilarious because even at the time, my mother couldn't even divorce my father at the time.
Yeah,
so
true.
I was very much like the quintessential nightmare teen. I was less Curly Sue, more Surly Sue. Like, I was just so surly around the place. And I really just think, like, hanging out with, you know, teenagers of my friends, and, you know, I have to say, I just think they're just so much more pleasant to be around.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit, because I know what you're saying, and they are nice. They're like, how are you? And all that kind of business. But it strikes me that that might be the sort of Americanization of our teenagers.
You know,
when you go to America and everyone's like, have a nice day, and super polite, and all of that sort of stuff. Whereas, because we do know there's a huge amount of toxicity and bullying and cyberbullying and all of that, that went on, that maybe even is bigger than it was back in our day. So I don't know if you're right.
But I think, to be honest, I think you're right. There could be an element of Americanization here, but also in the sense that I think, dare I say, I think teenagers today possess a superpower that we didn't back in the day. I think they're more likely to like themselves and have a bit of confidence, which is made all the more, I think, admirable when you, as you
point out there. When you look at all the mental health stats on teenage girls, their self-esteem is in their boots, and there's something like 80% of them would self-report that they have issues with anxiety or low self-esteem or mental health.
Is it not just that social media
makes everything look nice and pretty, but actually there's two things going on out there. There's the appearance of niceness, and then there's a deep insecurity.
Without doubt. And I do think, I actually did mention that in my article this week. I think the fact that teenagers are so pleasant, IRL, as the kids would say,
in real life,
because I think that's made all the more admirable the way they are.
So do you think there's a value in the niceness, in the semblance of niceness?
Sure. I think so. I think absolutely there's a value in it. And I do think, you know, it's not to take away from the fact it's so tricky for teenagers today. I mean, I think anyone who was a teenager in the 90s would say that there's just so much going on online, as you say, in terms of cyberbullying. Like, I mean, oftentimes, like, I think we
now,
all agree
I do
it can be so much more challenging to be a teenager
take
today.
Your point. My teenagers, and I have several, have a different relationship with me than I had and my peers had with our parents. Like, we told our parents nothing and in fact actively tried to prevent them from finding out anything if we could. And it was a bit possibly more adversarial or something. But I wonder, is that because parents nowadays are a bit nicer to their kids? Maybe it's not the teenagers.
Well,
we're nicer.
I think so. I think there's a lot more openness, and even the fact that, as you say, like just thinking about, you know, my friends' teenagers, the way they speak to us like we're people, which would have been unheard of to speak to an adult like they were a person back in the day. And I think a lot of it is also to do with us, that maybe we're a bit more open, and dare I say, maybe there's an Americanization of the parent-child relationship to an extent.
It's less hierarchical, isn't it? Teenagers have slightly more power within the home. I'll put it to you like this. When I was a kid or even a teenager, if I came in, there was only one telly. If I came into the living room and my, you know, dad was watching a Western or something, as he often was, there'd be no question of me having any say with what was on TV. Like, whereas my kids are kind of go, what are we watching? And I'm barely included in the conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm barely
That's
asked.
That's a great point. Yeah. I mean, and again, like the fact that there were only the two channels back in the day, I think would have played into that, that there was like, you were less likely to have an argument when like there was only the two channels, like really up for discussion. But I think that there is an element to that. I think, you know, there isn't necessarily the same hierarchy within the home. Now, I know some people might say that isn't necessarily a good thing, but I do think just even from hanging out with my friends' teenagers, it is just so lovely to have a conversation with them. And I'll be honest, I don't think I would have had a conversation with an adult in the same way back in the 90s.
No,
and I
agree.
That maybe would have come back to confidence,
agree.
All of that.
And I do see my teenagers, how they interact with their friends, and they are super nice to each other.
It's lovely.
And whereas we mainly operated on slag each other as hard as you can and see who blinked first. But anyway, look, I do appreciate you coming on, because it's a very interesting conversation. That is comedian Julie J. And Julie has dates coming up for her Julie Madly Deeply tour, including the Whale Theatre in Greystones and St John's Theatre in Listowel, and you can check them out. Shane, what do you make of it?
I think kids nowadays are way more kinder to each other. Like, they're much more accepting and tolerant of what in our day would have been perceived as flaws or weaknesses, but aren't flaws and weaknesses. Like, it was the jungle when I was at school. You did not admit.
Were you
didn't
in an
show
boys
any
school?
Weakness. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that. I was in a mixed school. I don't think it was that jungly. I don't remember it as that jungly.
I think kids were less. I just think they're
nicer to
each other.
I think boys and girls in mixed schools rub the corners off each other too.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there's an element to that. Look, let us know. Are kids nowadays nicer? Why might that be? I don't think the power balance shifted in Ireland from towards young people till MTV. MTUSA came. That was the first time we were ever allowed to decide what was on the telly in
Sunday
my house.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that was when the power shifted. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.